Welcome to Time and Space Limited presents TSL Radio Theater. Each week features the original radio and performance works of Linda Musman, performed by Claudia Bruce and members of TSL's theater company from over the years. Today's presentation is part two of The Nebraska of Questions, performed live at TSL's 22nd Street storefront in 1982, with music by David Hirschberg and David Kitazono.
The corn is growing, the hay is dry, the cock is crowing, the lawn is mowing, the wheat is yellow, all stops, and noon is the question. The edges lose their way, I see only the sound of the discourse that makes the memory run so lengthy and the facts so minimal. Bach is reclaimed. This is another kind of song, this is another kind of panorama. This is a way of seeing, this table, this discourse, this prairie. While all the women stood in line and others were in rows, while the Americans sleep and the others dream, while the frames passed by the others were late, it was the first of the number and the beginning of the sequence. This is the pattern and the established. It is the sudden and the norm. It is the ideas that no one wants to remember. It is the way of the old. It is the called for, the argued against. It is the special and the torn. It is the list and the kiss. It is the question of how long can the rain rain and the sun sun. Part two of the Nebraska of Questions is the program today. The title is a play on words. Nebraska is the ASCA. What are the ASCA? They are the rhetorical questions that I pose in the text. Although I grew up in Indiana, the Midwest does include a large portion of the United States. Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, to name the I states, are very similar to Nebraska, our near neighbor. The prairie is the expanse that I grew up seeing every day. I lived and worked in the Midwest for 20 years before moving east. That landscape is part of my view of the world. Another author, Willa Cather, writes about the Midwest. She spent her childhood in Nebraska, and she was on my mind when I made this title. Cather wrote O Pioneers and My Antonia, to name two books. Cather died in the year that I was born. I am always curious about those who have come before me and who laid the groundwork for me to emerge on the stage. Life is curious, and I travel through it with an eye open to serendipity or chance. I follow my intuition as I mine the fields of the daily grind here on earth.
The clock that makes each a splendid and a special. The flowers were next to the grass, with the dirt making some kind of edge as a limit. This is the way to dream, the way to see, the way to sleep. It is the time of the day when all the hours merge. No one is sure of the time, nor the treasure, nor the take.
I learned from John Cage the idea of chance, and the reason to trust chance as a way of making things. I also learned about intuition and chance from my mother and father, for in my mother's life it was her knowing or intuiting that she often knew when the cake was done, or when it was time to plant the garden, or when the roast beef was cooked. Rarely did I see her use a timer in the kitchen. Her skills were based on practice and the art of knowing. She was a master chef. She made the simple food of life taste just great. She made bread once a week, and out of the bread dough came the biscuits, the coffee cakes, and the tea cakes, as well as the daily bread for our table. Never was there a shortage of cookies. The cookie jar was a steady source of pleasure for us all. My mother believed in good food and real butter, cream, fresh eggs. Homemade was supreme in her house. She made pies daily, and she managed to store the foods for the year from the garden. The canning was all part of her domain. The basement was a storehouse filled with rows and rows of jars of pickles and pickled peaches and beets, and jars of jellies and jams and relish, and on and on. She was a mighty worker.
It is the exploration of the significant without the goal. The attachment is missing. While we search for the attachments and the arrangements, while the police motion traffic. The cows sleep, the chickens lay eggs, the rabbits get rich. We think of tunes. The bands and the holidays that were not official. The cakes that had no birthdays. The pies that were just there without a fuss. The host without the frills. Father with the powder on the Sunday face. Both the man and the woman powdered. How good they looked. The ruddy gone toward white and the pale make toward pleasure. It was the way. It was an established without ritual of others. It was a personal style that was the same as the need for storm windows. It was the roast beef and the potatoes near the beets and the biscuits and the parlor that was left out. It was all the same and nothing regular. It was the outside that made the inside also a special. It was the ginger cookies and the cranberry bread. It was the Singer sewing machine near the stove and the parlor that was left out. It was the way and the notions and peculiar. It was the simultaneity and the continuance of the way. The corn planted, the cows slaughtered, the cattle fed, the chickens culled, the ordinary separated. This is the usual. There was a working, there was a harmony that made the notion of singing something.
My mother was born in 1902. She was a little woman, 5'2". The farm belonged to her. She was the only child of Frank and Mary Willie, who bought the farm in the late 1880s. When my mother and father married, they moved onto the farm and my grandparents moved to town, which was the custom. My mother believed in nature and was passionate about the beauty of America, and she loved her home state and her farm. She died on the farm where she was born. Thank you. I was born in 1947, a post-war baby. The changes of the modern 20th century come into my view as I traveled the path that I carved. But as I traveled the farm I grew up on and the experiences that I had there have always been part of my seeing and living.
There the convenience was not a matter. There it was a pleasure. There the price was just right and the risk was at stake. There all edges were able to be measured and there the waste a consideration as well as a consumption. There the rose garden gone. There what was left after that was the gray. There the smell of the mills. There the operations of a formal industry. There the use was not clear. There it was, after all, some kind of evolution. There the stopping was a myth. There the progress was some kind of reality. There was no hope with this kind of thinking. There the new hope was a wait.
As I said earlier, I had learned how to view the world with skills based on my intuition. There was little time for ego on the farm. When the cows were in the corn, we all chased them. The roles of men and women blurred here. We were all called upon to labor equally. My mother and father loved the land, and my father was a good farmer. The care he took with the animals and the land were that of a person who saw the land and the products of the farm as something to be loved. He saw himself as a caretaker. My dad grew up farming with horses and eventually moved on to tractors and machines. These machines made life easier. He was a progressive man, like his father before him. He tried new things, and he was in the avant-garde of farming.
All these conclusions, All these conclusions are some kind of articulation.
It is the same as the hemline.
It is the same as the hemline and the making the thing straight. Straight. To explain the horizon next is the simple. It is the thread that runs and runs. It sews the hemline that is impossible to forecast on the bottom of the dress and the leg of the pant. The horizon is the effect of so much work. It is the pen and the scan of the vision to assume so much responsibility for the mass and the collection of the sight as a way to harvest. All notion of thought of time is not measurable. The sacks of flour and the bushels of corn are the space of the Midwestern plain. It is the waste of nature and the angst of the plain. The horizon is the table and the feast. The sun is east. the sign west. It was like the barn is big, the house is stone.
When I grew up, there were neighboring farms. Some milked cows, some raised chickens and hogs and sheep. There were fences, and there were no big agribiz kinds of farms. The land was managed by families who had inherited it from their parents. Yes, the farm that I grew up on is all gone now.
Wood, tile on the floor, a back door. The back door where all the announces were made. The back door where all the forecasts were mentioned. All the pleasure of hello and goodbye. The enter and explicit, the exact a way that was suitable and extraordinary. The corn is growing, the hay is dry. The cock is crowing, the lawn is mowing. The wheat is yellow. All stops and noon is the question. The edges lose their way. I see only the sound of the discourse that makes the memory run so lengthy and the facts so minimal. Bach is reclaimed. This is another kind of song. This is another kind of panorama. This is a way of being. This table, this discourse, this prairie. While all the women were in line, the others were in rows. While the Americans sleep, the others dream. While the frames pass by, the others were late. It was the first of the number and the beginning of the sequence.
I wrote this piece in 1981, and it was performed in 1982 in the storefront on 22nd Street in New York City. I had just been to the farm, and the life there was on my mind. The place I grew up was fading. Where I was from was not there anymore. This piece is a tribute to how I remember the place I grew up and the way I saw things in the abstract, mostly.
This is the pattern in the established. It is the sudden and the norm. It is the ideas that no one wants to remember. It is the way of the old. It is the called for the argued against. It is the special and the torn. It is the list and the kiss. It is the question of how long can the rain and the sun. This is another kind of song. This is another kind of panorama. This is a way of seeing this table. This discourse, this prairie, while all the women were in line, the the others were in rows, while the Americans dream, the others sleep, while the frames pass by. The others were late. It was the first of the number and the beginning of the sequence.
I'm going to read a little bit from the text that you're listening to today. It is the exploration of the significant without the goal. The attachment is missing. While we search for the attachments and the arrangements, while the police motion the traffic, the cows sleep, the chickens lay eggs, the rabbits get rich, we think of tunes. The bands and the holidays that were not official, the cakes that had no birthdays, the pies that were just there without a fuss. The host without the frills, father with the powder on his Sunday face, both the man and the woman powdered, how good they looked. The ruddy gone toward white and the pale maid toward pleasure. It was the way.
The barn is big, the hay is made, and the little boy is to blow his horn. Is that the truth? It is the other side of the darkness and the Nebraska of questions. It is a shame that she was not from the South. What's a poor girl to do with all the meanness of the average and the disadvantage of the signified? House is made of stone, stone from the field, the
In 1981, my mother had a stroke which limited her capacity to cook and sew and write. I suppose the reality of her not being the vital woman who helped shape my view of the world was a reality of me writing this piece, which is dedicated to where I grew up. I am not the kind of writer that tells you everything. Most often, it is the sound and the rhythm of the words that also tells the story. And as my father often told me as a kid, don't listen to what I say, listen to what I mean. The bottom line is that I am a farmer still, for the love of the land and the love of the place still lives in my heart. Thanks to Gerald von Stoddard for the remix and asking me what I was thinking and doing at the time when I was writing The Nebraska of Questions.
The rose where the corn does not grow, the rose, the endless rose that wave and weave and make the mind a barren and a complete, a row and a knot. Row is impossible when I am there. I am interested. I am interesting. Amazed by the rows of people who discuss the past. These words make excuses. The way of the quilts is the same as the rows of the corn and the wheat and the oats and the alfalfa. All these patches are the same as the apple pie and the coffee cake days that were made for me, for me, for me, for me. To appreciate all this is bliss, the names, the faces, those arbitrary pastries, those everyday notions, those travels that labored not noticeable. Then I did not remember them as I remember them now.
Time and Space Limited is a community-based arts organization under the direction of Linda Mussman and Claudia Bruce. Located at 434 Columbia Street in Hudson, New York, TSL provides year-round programming that includes live theater, independent documentary and classic movies, youth programs, simulcasts of the Metropolitan Opera and the National Theater of London, as well as topical forums and community outreach events. To learn more, visit TSL on the web at www.timeandspace.org. Tune in to WGXC next Wednesday at 3 p.m. for another edition of Time and Space Limited Presents TSL Radio Theater.